She got dirt. And she's ready to go. Ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Well, Eminem made a surprise appearance at the 92nd Annual Academy Awards last night, and he performed Lose Yourself. So the lead up to him coming out on stage, you never would ever think that he was about to hit the stage. I got that full clip for you, hot937.com. Now, Sir Elton John was also there, who won Best Original Song category for I'm Gonna Love Me Again from the film Rocket Man. And he actually reconnected with Eminem backstage, and M decided to share the moment to all of his followers. He said, I got to see my Uncle Elton tonight at the Oscars. Congrats on your win too, sir. So you might remember, following the backlash for Eminem's perceived homophobia back in the day, Elton John and Eminem performed Stand Together at the Grammys in 2001, to everyone's surprise. And Elton John has also been very instrumental in Eminem's journey to sobriety. In a 2009 interview, Eminem revealed that he actually contacted Elton John first when he decided to get sober. And several years later, Elton John interviewed Eminem for Interview Magazine, and during their conversation, M mentioned that he started using right around the time that they had that duet on stage in 2001. Now, Elton John said, your sobriety day is in my diary. I'm so proud of you. I'm 27 years clean, and when you get clean, you see things in a different way. It makes your life so much more manageable, and it seems to have made all the difference. I can tell when I speak to you. And Eminem said, getting clean made me grow up. I feel like all the years that I was using, I wasn't growing as a person. And Eminem will celebrate 12 years clean this April. So you can check out everything they had to say, hot937.com. I just loved seeing him on stage last night. I just loved it. And the audience reacted, and they gave him a standing ovation afterwards. It was just awesome. All right, so Brad Pitt, who's been in the business forever, won his first acting Oscar ever. Now, it's actually his second Oscar, okay, but this is his first acting Oscar. I guess he got one for production back in the day. So anyway, he won Best Supporting Actor for his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I loved his speech. You can check it out. He talked about politics, his divorce, getting sober, everything. And you know what I said last night? I was like, I bet the divorce, he needed that in order for his career to grow again. It just seemed like he wasn't doing too much before that when he was married to Angelina Jolie. You can check out that full speech, hot937.com. I have a ton of clips up from the Oscars because I just really enjoyed it last night. And Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, they actually went to the Vanity Fair Oscars after party, okay, last night in the gifts that they gave each other for Christmas, okay? So, first of all, Kanye gave her an Alexander McQueen gown that she said that she really wanted, right? So that's what Kanye gave Kim. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous dress. She said she couldn't sit down in the car because it's super tight. But anyway, it looks really beautiful on her. And he actually wore a chain necklace. He wore that Kim gave him for Christmas. We got all the pics and videos up for you, hot937.com.